everyone, and welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers as well as other top authors and experts. I'm Stacey Amaral Kaufman, and the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And that may be today one of our bloggers that we're talking to. E.K. Prescott holds a PhD. She writes the column Dressing for Success on JenningsWire.com. And Dr. Prescott has been an educator for over 30 years, a teacher, principal, national consultant, speaker, researcher, and professor, as well as a new author of a historical fiction mystery series, The Ivy League Chronicles. And the first book is entitled Nine Squares. She's won many awards for her writing as well as her leadership. And she often says, I know what works, but best of all, I know what doesn't. In other words, she's been there, done that, and she has all the t-shirts. So today we're going to be talking to Dr. Prescott about the three keys to empowering yourself to be successful. So welcome, EK.
Well, thank you. What a nice intro. It's great to be here to talk to you. I enjoy blogging for Jennings Wire, and thanks.
Oh, good. Well, we enjoy having you, and we're excited to talk about what your three keys are, your three initial keys to empowering yourself for success. And I guess my first question is, do you feel like success is a cookie-cutter concept? It's kind of like the same for everyone. And if not, how do you define what success means to you personally?
Well, of course, success is different for anyone. And I think I'd like to start the conversation with mentioning that success in our society is epitomized by the gold medal or the Emmy or the Grammy or the best or the first national bestseller list or whatever. And that psychology has really been implanted in us since childhood, even going in high school and elementary school with sports being the best. And so the gold ring or the brass ring was somewhat alluded to only what is successful. And we need to take a step back and think about what is success and why success is important in our lives. And I've had to do this myself. I've had times in my life where, you know, we all have, we feel low and what's going on. And so a lot of my belief systems are from experience and research. And I believe that we all have successes, but unfortunately, we sometimes don't define them as successes because we identify success with something that somebody else has done or something that's so unattainable in your life.
Right. I mean, I totally understand that you can, it's almost what society expects of you, like you said, what's passed along from your parents, what they expect of you. And maybe as you get older into your own adult life, you have a totally different, you have a totally different perspective. And maybe what's important to you isn't necessarily, like you said, the corner office with all the windows. And, you know, I think especially for women, along with this trend of, you know, the big CEOs and, hey, you've got to be able to have it all and you can't balance everything, all that stuff going on, you know, we fail to really have a concrete definition of what success is. So when you do that for yourself, when you finally say, you know what, this is success, this is what it means for me in my life to be successful, how do you begin preparing yourself to achieve it?
Well, first I'd like to give you an example, and then I'll talk about my three keys because it really fits in. Mm-hmm. I know someone in their mid-30s, and in these days, to have a nice two-story house and be able to afford it, be able to work as a nurse in an OBGYN office part-time and stay home with two young children and keep a house, you would think that would define success. But she goes to work and she sees doctors that are younger than she is. and now she doesn't feel successful. See, it's all on how you use what you have to feel success. The three keys that I use, and I'll use this example, talk about this example some more, is first you have to love thyself. The second one is feeling comfortable in your own skin. And the third one I define as train thy brain. Because what you mentioned earlier, and I was talking about school, society has trained us to identify what society thinks is success, not what we think is success. So in this scenario that I gave you earlier, there are a lot of successes. Being able to afford to stay home to take care of your 4-year-old and your 2-year-old, being able to have a career as well, being able to keep a household and have a nice home in a suburb, these are successes, but the ultimate success for this person was overlooked as being a doctor instead of looking at the choices this person has made to develop her own successes. So we have to first, I think, go back, and I had to do this, love thyself. And this is really hard to do. I remember growing up in school, and if you loved yourself, you were conceited, and nobody wanted to feel conceited. You know, because then you weren't popular. So it was a negative thing to love thyself. But if you don't love yourself, how can you move forward? And sometimes you'll hear psychologists say, if you can't love yourself, how can anybody else? And so I believe it's imperative first that you love who you are. And so what if you are a little overweight? Or so what if you don't, you know, have the perfect face. So what? Love who you are and what you are, and then you can move forward. Because a lot of that, you'll see the stumbling blocks of people can't get past that. Even if they seem to have success as a CEO or other things, you'll find that we will question, why is a successful person committed suicide?
Right. Now, you know what, Dr. Prescott, that actually leads me right into another question. We'll go back to the other two keys. But do you feel like loving thyself, is that the most difficult for people? You said stumbling blocks. Is that the one that is the hardest for people to wrap their minds around or their arms around even and embrace that concept?
I think that's ground zero. And I don't think that's a common belief in our, or something taught in our society. Because love who you are and where you are, you know, and then you become more empowered. And your reactions to things. Let's give an example. I have this loud, somewhat infectious laugh. Now, my family has teased me about it all my life. But I had an ex-husband who made me feel really stupid and downtrodden because I had this stupid laugh. And he almost ingrained in my children that I was dumb because I had this stupid laugh. And a lot of times, if we love ourselves and love who we are and accept some of the odd things about us, we can move forward and not let that define that negativity define who we are.
I think that love
of yourself will define who you are.
I think that is an excellent an example. And I figured I would just throw my own in there for fun. because it's a little different. But when I was growing up, and this is more of a physical thing, I have still a very big toe. Okay. My father used to tease me about it all the time. Dr. Prescott, he literally called it the mega toe, okay?
Oh, no.
I can't believe I'm saying this on the podcast, but I am. Because you know what? I do love myself. And I did not wear open-toed shoes for my entire adolescent, teenage years until I said, you know what? My toe is a part of me, and it's okay. And so I finally let go and said, I'm going to wear sandals, and I'm going to wear flip-flops, and I love my toe. And so it's the same thing, and you feel this amazing weight almost lifted off of you when you can just say, I love my toe, or I love my laugh, or whatever it might be. It just was exactly, I wanted to share that because that's exactly what it was and what helped me overcome this just this negative perception that was ingrained in me from being made fun of by my family for my big toe, you know?
Oh, yes, and you're perfectly right, because it keeps us from loving who we are. And it's okay to laugh loud. It's okay. Give yourself permission. It's okay to have a big toe. Who cares, you know, in the big scheme of things?
Right.
But we have these ingrained negative blocks that keep us from loving ourselves because something's different and we can't be different.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if you want to quickly go through the last two keys, because we spent a lot of time on that one, and I think that that is really the important, like you said, ground floor. It's where you need to begin. But quickly go through the last two as well.
Okay, well, they really are intertwined with the discussion that we've had with Love Thyself, which is feeling comfortable in your own skin and train thy brain. So I think you could easily see that you need to feel comfortable who you are. And I love that commercial. They use men in sports, but I love the one with John Elway. He dances weird, you know, but he's okay.
Right.
You know, I dance weird. Okay, who cares? And, you know, we say he feels comfortable with doing that, like your big toe or my laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And so you feel comfortable with that because I love myself. And then train thy brain. There's a whole lot of that. And they are all these on my blog posts in Jennings Wire.
Mm-hmm.
But train thy brain is really reconditioning what has been conditioned, all right? I have a silly laugh. No, I have a real infectious laugh, and I love my laugh. I love who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
train thy brain. And it is a big toe. Oh, well, no one else one has one. I'm unique. I'm special. I like my toe. So it's saying it in, some people call positive reinforcement, whatever you want. But it's training the negative to the positive. All goes together.
Yeah, it really does. And I know that you did write about this on your blog, Dressing for Success. I mean, I think it was the last one that you wrote for JenningsWire.com. So everyone, if you would like a little bit more information on Dr. Prescott's three keys to empowering yourself, to be successful, to preparing yourself for success, then you can do that at her blog. And also to learn more about E.K. Prescott and her own road to success, you can visit her at her website, IvyLeagueChronicles.com, and you can contact her on the site, pick up a copy of the Ivy League Chronicles 9 Squares as well. So thank you so much, EK, for a fun, informative interview, and of course, for letting me put that out there about my mega toe.
And see, by saying it, you love yourself. You've changed your brain pattern.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So thanks again. And everyone, this podcast is brought to you by Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Please visit JenningsWire.com again to check out EK's blog, Dressing for Success, and discover many more bloggers that might be perfect for you as well. Thanks so much, everyone. Until next time, bye-bye.